This time we'll be talking about Hera, goddess of family. Hera was Zeus's wife, queen of the gods, but it wasn't always that way. Zeus at first struggled to flirt with Hera. Hera turned him down every step of the way. Hera was vain, you could say. She did not like him having other wives, which is understandable. She was the mom to two gods, one of them being Ares, who was son of Zeus, the other being Hephaestus, who Hera gave birth to by herself. She didn't need the help of Zeus to have the child. Zeus was evidently, well, Hera did not like Hephaestus at birth. He had a crippled leg, so she threw him from Mount Olympus. But story for another day. The way Zeus won Hera over was by trickery. Zeus created a thunderstorm and turned into a bird and flew into Hera's room. Hera had pity on the bird and gave him protection. He transformed and said to Hera, "I love you. Will you be my wife, queen of the heavens?" And they had a beautiful ceremony. Hera received her favorite gift from her mother, Rhea, or Gaia, the goddess of the earth. A tree that gave golden apples for fruit. Now, one of Zeus's other wives was Io, who he turned into a cow. Hera took the cow and put it under a tree guarded by Argus, who had 100 eyes all over his body. Now, Zeus did not approve of this, so he sent down his son Hermes, god of lies, trickery, of travelers, to kill Argus and get Io back. So Hermes did as he was told by his dad. Now, Hera was not pleased when she found out about this. She told Zeus that he shouldn't have done that. There were many people who wanted Hera as their wives, as we talked about in the Zeus episode. A human wanted her. And then there were the two giants, who are a story for another day, but essentially, one of them wanted Hera, the other wanted Artemis for their wife. So, the one who wanted Hera looked down and said no. But every time they came back, they would just get bigger and bigger. And then they eventually decided to attack Mount Olympus. The gods had to hold them off, and Artemis was the only one who could defeat them. Hera also had a grudge against Hercules. Hera was essentially the bane of Hercules, even though Hercules' name was meant Glory of Hera. His name wasn't fitting, though, considering he was attacked by Hera constantly. She made him do 12 tasks, which I will talk about in a future episode on Greek heroes. And the Hydra, the Nemean lion, the man-eating horses are just a few of what he had to face. He was one of the greatest heroes, one of the strongest men, and Hera caused him to be famous. She spread his fame throughout Greece, allowing him to participate in the Olympics. No one could match Hercules, and Hera was the cause of it all, because she made him famous through the trials. She also made Hercules go insane, killing his family, which, I digress, is not a very good act on her part. He killed his wife and his son, and almost killed his nephew, but his nephew broke through to him, and he stopped. So that's the story of the youngest daughter, Hera. If there's one thing you can take out of this, probably, think about your actions. Because in Hera's case, she thought she would kill Hercules. But on the other end, all that came out was she made him better. She made him stronger. So next time you do something, think about the consequences.